were looking down on you. And that whenever Jesus came and called a disciple, it cost them something to leave and to follow after him. How many of you know there were some challenging days for the disciples? Yeah? And we talked in the last few weeks about how we're even going to go through challenges and we're going to have different things. How many of you know that in this world you will have suffering, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world? That's what Jesus said, right? So we talk about that. But today I want to kind of shift it a little bit toward the end, because also with the cost of discipleship and the cost of pursuing Jesus, I want to tell you guys some very good news, that there is a reward for your faith. Somebody say amen to that, yeah? How many of you know that God likes to reward those who diligently seek him? And there will be a reward for your faith. And now I want you to hear me. Before I start this message today, please understand that this is not a theology of, you know, name it, claim it, blab and grab it. That's not what I'm talking about today, right? I'm not talking about a prosperity message here today. I'm talking about a loving father who rewards his children for obeying him. How many of you ever rewarded your kids or your grandkids for obedience? Right? Well, you know, God's a good father. And so we're going to talk a little bit about that today, about that there is a great reward at the other end of this. Are you okay with this morning? Let's pray. Father, we thank you that your word is life, that you're not a silent God, but you're still speaking to us today through word and through the Spirit. Give us ears to hear, eyes to see, and hearts prepared to receive that which you have for us. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Let's look at Hebrews chapter 10, verse 35. This is going to be our key verse today that we're going to be looking at. It's a short verse. It says, How many of you know we've been in our Amp Up Summer Series? No, not from the beginning. We'll go from the verse. All right. Therefore, do not throw away your confidence. By the way, how many of you can tell me what's the word confidence mean? Literally, with faithfulness. Right? With confidence. Do not throw away your confidence, which has a great reward. Isn't that awesome? Yeah, a great reward. See, God has all different ways to pay you for staying in this place called faith. God has different ways to reward you for doing what he's called you to do. But one thing that we have to be certain of is that in this verse, this scripture in Hebrews 10:35 we're looking at, it's proving to us that God wants us to receive a blessing for serving in the kingdom of God. Is that bad news to you? How many of you know we can be rewarded by man or we can be rewarded by God? Which one would you rather have? Amen? That God, this verse is proof. This is our proof that God wants to bless us for pursuing the things that he has for us. You know, what's interesting is if you look at this scripture, and how many of you know in scripture words matter? Yeah? Well, words should matter anyway. We've come to a day and age where we have a lot of throwaway words. But in Scripture, there are no throwaway words. Words matter. And in this Scripture, they use a very specific Greek phrase to talk about the word reward. It's a very specific word. I don't expect you guys to remember it today. It's a very common word that you would use every day. Misthopodosia. How many of you use that word every day? Misthopodosia. Yeah, you used it this morning, right? No, but it's a very specific phrase, and I don't expect you to remember that word, but I want you to get the heart of it this morning, amen? The word, what it really means is it's two words put together, and the first half of that word, it refers to money, a person's salary or payment that's due. How many of you have ever gotten a bill in the mail that said payment due, all right? And you're expected to pay that bill, right, for services rendered? Otherwise, the lights go out. Anyone ever, I hope you haven't had that happen recently, but there's been times you forget to pay the bill and you're like, why isn't the electric working? Because payment's due, right? Okay, so that's the type of word that we're using here. It was used in an industrial and a commercial text or context to talk about payment or salary or reward given for a job performed. So, but when we put the two words together, it doesn't just refer to a payment that is due now, but a reimbursement as well, a settlement or a reparation. What it means is this. It's not just what's due now. It's that I'm paying you back for everything you've gone through and everything you've put out. That God has a way of paying us back in greater measure than what we've put out. Somebody say amen to that. Because I think there's a few of us that are in this room that it's almost coming to payday. Come on. We've been through some things. We've struggled through some things. We've had moments of loss in serving who God is. And what God is saying is I've seen all of it. I've watched it happen. So the first part of this word, it tells us, it communicates several ideas to us, that it communicates the idea that we are going to be paid for the labor that we've spent in the kingdom. How many of you know we have sweat equity in the kingdom? Amen? When a person does a good job, you expect to pick up a paycheck for the work that's been accomplished. And it's appropriate for us to expect payment from work, is it not? Okay, yeah, you can talk to me today. I ain't tender today. All right? How many of you went to work this week? How many of you are glad to have a job? How many of you are glad when that paycheck hits the bank account? Amen? How many of you would not be working in that place anymore if those paychecks stopped? Right? The only way you answer yes to that question is if you own the business. Yeah? All right. But when we do work in this realm, this word is telling us, look, when you work, you expect to earn. You were faithful to do what you were hired to do, and you've earned that money. Therefore, it's normal to expect payment. God used this word, not me. Scripture uses this word. See, we're brought up with the idea that when we go and we serve in the kingdom, that we've been brought up with the idea that it's all a total loss, and somewhere in heaven we'll get our reward. But God doesn't even use that term. God says, if you do what I've called you to do, I am faithful to reward you. Now, that's not why we do what we do. Come on. But how many of you know it's really nice to know we have a Father who takes care of us? Amen? That even though we pay the cost of discipleship, even though we pursue Him, we follow Him, He doesn't, come on, you're not going to outgive God. You're not going to outgive Him. You're not going to do better than He does. Amen? And guys, I'm not just talking about money. I'm going to tell you what, I'm going to get this somewhere and you're going to see what I'm talking about. But see, we can expect that God's going to take care of that. I always like to say it this way, God pays for what He orders. Come on, He doesn't dine and dash. You guys know what that is? Right? He pays for what He orders. He's faithful. But see, now this word is used to tell us that God rewards or pays those who are faithful to assignments He's given them. But this goes against this misconception that we have that if we serve God, we will suffer loss or lack for the rest of our lives. Listen, we may suffer in a moment. Come on, you may suffer in a moment. You may have sacrifice in a moment, but God does not leave you there. Amen? A lot of people think they do better in life by not serving God. But why would we ever think that God would do less than even a human employer would do? Amen? We expect human employers to reward employees properly. Don't worry, y'all. That's just Sawyer saying amen over there, right? He agrees. By the way, that's a little miracle over there. Isn't it awesome? Yeah. Listen, he's just hungry. What a burger's after service. My reward is coming. It's cheat day. All right. But we expect our human employers to reward employees properly. Because of what we see in this verse, the scripture that we're looking at, it gives us the emphatic idea that God is going to take good care of those who do His will. You know, I'm going to tell you something. Anytime God has asked me to do something, to take a step of faith. How many of you know steps of faith are scary? Some steps of faith are just flat out frightening. You know why they're scary to us? Can we go ahead and acknowledge the human condition? Can we go ahead and do that? They're scary to us because, one, we don't know what's on the other side. Otherwise, it wouldn't be a step of faith. It would be a step of knowledge. Right? Two, it usually costs us something. And three, we sit there and we go, how is this step of faith going to affect me? Right? We're human. I'm going to step out, but God, what's going to happen to me? What happens when, you know, obviously you guys all know our story, what God speaks to us, and he says, hey, I want you to leave your comfortable confines of Florida where all your family is, and I want you to move 1,300 miles away to Decatur, Texas, where you don't know anybody, and go work for a church 13 years ago. I mean, no, that was scary. I didn't know anybody here. Didn't know anything. But God said, I'm going to take care of you. I'll reward you. We had to take him at his word. And we immediately got out here, and it became one of the single hardest things we've ever done in our entire life. It doesn't mean it was easy. But I believe today we are living in the reward for what God called us to do. Amen? See, whenever we get into that place called faith, it's a terrifying proposition to be in sometimes. But God's saying, if you will trust me, if you will make the sacrifice, if you will take the step, I will take care of you. I will reward you for your faithfulness. Faith really does pay off. Amen? Maybe not in that exact moment, but how many of you know we're not living for that one moment? We're living for eternity. We're not temporal beings, we're eternal beings. So we don't live for a temporal moment, we live for an eternal one. Amen? But he goes on even further with this word that he uses. And what he does is he says, not just payment for the moment, but reimbursement for expenses you spent to do the job. Come on. A settlement to take care of injury and loss. How many of you have ever lost something in serving God? Yeah? How many of you know it's easy to get injured? Yeah? Reparations, this is an interesting word because one of the definitions of this word is reparations to cover all that vanished due to war. How many of you know war brings damage? Come on. And we're in this place called faith. And when we go in faith, how many of you know we're actually entering into a battlefield? And in war, there's loss. And what God's saying is I will pay you back for everything you lost in the battle. Come on. This is awesome. This is an awesome scripture for us to look at. See, God is mindful of the time, the love, the patience, and the money that we've invested as we've worked for him. And Hebrews 6:10 tells us that God never overlooks or fails to remember everything that we've done. Sometimes people forget what you've done for them, but God will never forget what you do for him. Listen, I've had people that I have, you know, in ministry, I'm going to tell you what happens in ministry. I've had people that we have stepped in, we have done things for their family nobody else would do. We've provided for them. We've given them counsel. We were there when they needed us. We showed up when they needed us. We were at their hospital. We were there for their kids. We were there for their families. I mean, we bled. We spent tireless nights, and we put money, and we put effort just for those people to say thank you for all we've done. But we want nothing to do with you. Come on. How many of you have ever done that? You've poured into somebody just for that person to walk away or to actually bring harm to you. Yeah? How many of you know that's a deep loss? That hurts, doesn't it? Guess what? It hurts in ministry too. You know? And what we do, of course, is, you know, this is me pulling back the curtain to pastors. But we say, we smile, we say, bless you, you know, praise God, we love you. But then we go home and we cry. And our hearts break. And we go over what did we do wrong. And we, Have you ever been there? You know, you put the brave face on in public, but then you go home and it's just, you're hurt. You're devastated. And all you can do is you can say this. You can say, God, I just have to trust this with you. I just have to trust this with you. But God has been so faithful. And here's the good news. If you've ever been in that moment, I can tell you this. Whenever that happens in your life, please understand this. God will always bring somebody else to be a payment for what you've lost. Amen? That gives you hope. You guys okay? Yeah. If you've worked long hours on His behalf, if you've invested energy into the work of the kingdom, if you've given your heart and your soul to the task that you've been assigned, or if you've given sacrificially of your finances, God has never forgotten a single one of those things. Amen? See, that's why Hebrews 6:10 says this. For God is not unjust so as to overlook your work and the love that you have shown for His name in serving the saints, as you still do. God will remember it all. See, and that's something that, guys, that we need to grab a hold of. Because when we serve in the kingdom, please understand this, when you do what God's called you to do, when you are faithful to His assignment, when you are faithful to be a disciple, there will be days of loss and there will be days of hurt. It's true. Why should we pretend anything otherwise? See, we've created a false gospel that says, come follow Jesus and nothing bad will ever happen to you ever again. Guys, that's a lie. It's a lie. Jesus doesn't even say that. What that is, that's man-made gospel for the sake of just trying to promote a certain prosperity message. And if something goes wrong, well, it's your fault. You sinned. If you're sick, you sinned. Guys, that is not true. Listen to me, that is not true. We've all sinned. If that were the case, we should all be dead by now. Come on. We live in a fallen, broken world where things happen. This is why we need a Savior. This is why we need Jesus. Because there's going to be days when we pursue God. Listen, you follow God, don't follow God. I'm going to tell you something right now. You're going to have hurt either way. I'd rather have hurt pursuing the things of Jesus than hurt pursuing a path to hell. Amen? There's going to be days. But what? Here's the difference. When we're not serving Jesus, there is no hope for payment. But when we do serve Jesus, come on, we're getting back pay. Yeah. God's going to return it to us. He's going to bring better than we had before. Amen? Come on. My prayer today is that this is giving somebody hope today. That it was all worth it. It's all worth it. Amen? He will see to it that you're fully reimbursed for everything you've spent to accomplish the assignment that He gives you. And He'll make a settlement with you for the expenses from the past that, come on, that would make you rejoice because God always gives better than what you lost. It's like wrecking a 1979 AMC Spirit. Y'all ever heard of that vehicle? For God to turn around and give you a brand new car of whatever you love. For me, it would be an F-150. So, you know, that's my favorite car. Pick yours. You know what I mean? It's like, look, I know what you sacrificed in the past, but this is what you're going to get now. You lost that so I can give you better. Somebody say amen, yeah? Come on. Hebrews 10:35 makes it clear that God is just and He is equitable in all of His dealings. Now listen, you may have given your best and worked with all your heart and all of your ability to fulfill an assignment that He gave you. You may have invested your whole heart into that assignment or lost something along the way that was precious to you. And if that's true, God will make certain that you're paid and reimbursed because He never disregards what's been done. But what we need to understand is this, God's payments and God's rewards come in different forms. But you can be certain that it will be equitable for what you've invested. So there's different ways God can repay you. Can I just give you a few of them this morning? Amen? I'm going to do it anyway, so you might as well just nod yes. So I've got the microphone, so that's just, yeah. Here's one way that God can repay you for new victories in different areas of your life. How many of you know this, that you can experience loss on one front, but then on another front, you can have a breakthrough and a victory unlike anything you've ever had before? Come on. He'll bring you new victories. Overcoming of things that you thought you would never overcome. Working out circumstances in ways that you could never work them out, for he's always working on your behalf. Isn't that awesome? Another way he can do it is success in your business or in the area where you work. Come on. Listen, guys, I want to tell you something. Business owners and people that work in the marketplace and employees that are believers and that are Christians should be the best possible workers and business owners that there are on the face of the earth. Amen? Because we do things according to God's principles and God's economy. Come on. See, we understand that if you take a loss in the moment, it's not a loss forever. See, where everybody else is worried about getting ahead, and they'll step on anybody to get ahead, those of us who pursue the things that God has called us to do will get ahead. Maybe not right away. But there will be a day when God will say, I'm opening a door for you you could not open for yourself. Amen? And you may have been passed by four different times for that promotion. But you didn't get passed by as I kept you from something that was less than my best. So next time you get passed over by for something, don't think about what God's keeping from you. Think about what God's keeping you for. Come on. God, what are you keeping me for? Because that must not be my purpose. There must be somewhere else. Come on. And at the right time, God will open the right door. And you won't have to kick it open. You won't have to shout it down. You won't have to state your qualification. Come on. You won't have to jump in there and make a scene. He'll open a door, and you'll walk right in to the appointed position that God has for you. Amen? Listen, I believe that that's even for somebody here today, that a door is going to open that you can't open. And you feel passed over. You feel like you've been overlooked. But I'm telling you right now, you haven't been overlooked. God's been keeping you hidden for a purpose. He's been saving you for something. Don't get frustrated in the waiting. The door will open at the right time. Amen? I don't know who that's for. That may be for multiple people. If it's for you, grab hold of it. Amen? Next thing that he can reward you with is a greater anointing than you've ever had. And what I mean by this, when we understand anointing, please understand that anointing from God means his ability on your life to do something, right? We're all anointed for different things, and we tend to think of anointing as just something that happens in church, right? It's just what the people on platforms have. Can I tell you something? Anointing is not some weird mystical force that blows in and out of the building and comes on people and leaves off people. Listen, anointing is something that God graces in your life for you to have the ability to do. Amen? And it's not just for platform ministry. There are people who are anointed to be teachers. Amen? Praise God for teachers. Yeah? There are people who are anointed to be business owners. Praise God for the marketplace. Amen? There are people who are anointed to be doctors and nurses and caregivers. Praise God for those who nurture and care. Amen? They could have an anointing to serve, an anointing to give. Come on, an anointing to build. How many of you know the kingdom needs builders? Right? I tell you what, whenever you know, you guys ever known somebody who knows how to build things? Those people, they amaze me. They amaze me. Back in the day, I used to be a musician. I used to say this. I would trade every bit of my musical ability to be able to be a master carpenter. Because it's so incredible to me. Somebody that can look at a bunch of wood and go, oh, I can build that. And they make something incredible. How many of you know that? That's an anointing. And when those things are put into the hands of God, come on, this is awesome. You have people who now know how to build platforms and build homes and build these spaces for grace and God to move. Isn't that awesome? Somebody had to build this platform so ministry could go forward. And they were anointed to do so. I met a man recently, and he told me, he said, God called me to be, he works in design and construction world, and he told me this. He said, when I went to school to be a pastor, but God told me, he says, you're not going to be a pastor, you're going to build platforms for pastors. And now this man goes all over the country building these incredible designs and platforms for churches and pastors. Isn't that awesome? Like multi-million dollar budgets. Because that's where his anointing is. He can see things other people can't see. Isn't that awesome? So God's going to give you the ability to do these greater anointing than you've ever had. I've got to move quickly. The other thing that God can give you, let's not hide from this and pretend like it doesn't happen, but God can give you a new level of financial prosperity. Do things God's way, according to God's principles, and he will prosper you. Amen? Now listen, I'm going to tell you right now, not everybody in this room is going to have a Gulf jet. Gulfstream jet. Is that over there? Gulfstream? Because you know everything. That's why I'm looking at you. Steve's anointed to know everything. That's what's his anointing. He has all the information. The G6. Is that what they're called? No, okay, say Kenny knows. There you go. Not everybody's anointed to be millionaires or billionaires. But how many of you know, everybody, we are anointed that if we're pursuing the things that God has called us to do and we work in the right principles, we should be building generational wealth. My kids should do better than me if we continue to put in God's principles. Amen? And their kids should do better than them if we continue to live according to God's principles and the way he does things. Amen? That's why it's important to train up a child in the way they should go, and they shall not depart from it. And you're actually setting your children up for success. By disciplining them in the Lord, you are setting them up for success. Isn't that awesome? It's an incredible thing. Guys, there's nothing wrong with allowing God to put you in a position to where you can be a financial blessing to other people. Just as somebody had to build the platform, somebody had to pay for the platform. Just as somebody has to go into the field to be a missionary, somebody has to pay for the missionary to get there. Amen? God wants you to be a blessing, to have enough and extra to do what he's called you to do. Amen. Last one I'm going to talk about, and I actually saved this one for last on purpose because I think this is one of the most important ones to me that I have found even better than gold. God can give you long-term friendships you'll be able to count on for years to come. And I'm going to tell you guys right now, this one is far more valuable than you think. See, we like to think in terms of dollars and, you know, and cents, but understand this, that God is a relational God, right? How many times have you heard me say this? Let us make man in our image. God created the world through relationship. You got saved through relationship, right? And so we go through this process called relationship. And I'm going to be closing with this, so... Michelle, where is she? Is she here? Come on up. I'm going to be closing in just a few moments after this, but I want to spend just a couple minutes here in the last few minutes that I have. Do not undervalue the relationships that God has blessed you with in your life. I was with a man in Poland a few years ago. It doesn't matter who he was, fairly well-known guy. And he said to me, we were talking, James, you need to understand this. The people that are in your life are important. And it matters what type of people you have in your life. He said, because 95% of the time, the miracle that you need will come through a relationship that you have. Because God works through relationships. That's how he works. That's how he operates. God desires everything to be relationally based. And there's going to be days where you're going to be the miracle for some relationship you have. God's going to speak to your heart and he's going to have you do something for somebody that you're in a relationship with. And then there are other days where God's going to be speaking to the people you know about you. Isn't that awesome? Guys, that's why this thing called church is important. Not because we need a bunch of programs, not because we need a bunch of nice buildings, but because we need each other. I'm grateful for the godly relationships that God has put in my life, the friendships that I have. I'm not talking just my wife and my family. I'm talking about people that are family, but they're not your family. Come on. You know what I mean? That God has brought into our life. And that's why it's important for us to be connected and connected around this beautiful thing called the kingdom. Because those relationships have saved my life at some points. Because God has used them to speak truth. Because God has used them to bring hope. Because God has used them to bring encouragement. Because God has used them to bring blessing. That's why it's important that we surround ourselves with the right people pursuing God in the right things. Calling me up to a higher place. Amen? Because as iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. Sometimes sharpening iron requires friction. How many of you know a good relationship will tell you when you're wrong? And still love you through it. Isn't that awesome? See, a good relationship will say, hey, Kenny, what you're doing there, I'm just picking on Kenny today. But what you're doing there, Kenny, you're better than that. That's not God's best for you. But I'm going to stand with you together until we reach God's best together. Amen? Isn't that awesome? And then when Kenny's at God's best, he might see me one day when I'm down. And he might say, James, you were a miracle for me one day. And today's my turn to be a miracle to you. God's calling me to lift you up today. Isn't that awesome? And together we can have common purpose. And in that common purpose, we can move forward toward our common God. Amen? Who does uncommon things with common people. And those relationships are so important for us to have. And I'm going to tell you something right now. We don't hold church just so we can all come together, continue to be strangers, and move on. We hold church so that we can give people a family to tie into. We do connect groups for that exact purpose, to connect into. Listen, I'm not trying to sell you a program today. I'm trying to sell you on the fact that sometimes what you need more than money is you need the right people in your life. And there's the reason I save this for last is because I'm going to be dead serious and dead honest. And this is not anything to puff me up. It doesn't matter if a church came to me with 10,000 members and said, we want you to be pastor. My answer is no, because I'm not going to go pastor to be a hireling. I want to be where God's connected me. And I won't leave the people God has given me for a bigger platform. Come on. Because it's about building the kingdom in the place that God plants you, with the people he plants you with to do incredible things. So listen, I pray you all have financial miracles. Praise God for them. But I pray you be rewarded more so with the miracle of friendship and people in your life who will make a dramatic difference. Guys, young people, can I talk to them for just a second? The reason we harp on you so much about choosing your friends well is not because we don't like your friends. It's because we love you and we want you to be successful. We want you to have the miracle that I was just talking about in your life. It's why it's important you let God connect you with the right people. That's why these guys need to go to youth group. Can I say that again? Let me throw this out here real quick. If you are a parent that has ever done this, and please don't raise your hand, but if you ever say to your kid, you got in trouble at school today, so you can't go to youth tonight, as a former youth pastor, may I look you in the eye and say, what are you thinking? That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. Never weaponize church against them. What you say to them is, you had a bad day today. Sounds like a great day to go to church. Amen? So that they can come and be a part, and they can be loved on, and they can get connected with the right people, and they can be encouraged, and maybe, just maybe, Pastor Vinny will preach something that you're praying God would get in their heads. Maybe they'll connect with a youth leader. Maybe they'll connect with one of the youth leaders that are there that has some insight that you're going to go home and they're going to say, well, what did you hear about tonight? Well, you know, I talked with Shella tonight and she said this. And Mom, you're going to go, well, I've been saying that for your whole life. And God loves you so much. And he loves your child so much that he sent Shella to say the same thing. Amen? That's how it works. Relationship. Value the godly relationships that you have. All of them. For they are a reward for your faithful work in the kingdom. You guys okay? Can we stand? Let's pray.